Neon Inkwell.
That's incredible.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Rusty Quill presents The Pit Below Paradise. Episode 1. Creating Loose Ends. Fields and fields of sprawling farmland, growing all kinds of sublime food, none more so than the basil leaves. Huddled in the center of the land were the truly fortunate people who called this place home. There was only one way for an outsider to find this village, driving up a long dirt road nestled between miles of trees. The sanctuary within a sanctuary. According to Mama, the wider world knew about me. Out beyond the village, they weren't like us. Self-sufficient, strong.
Next month's calendar from the prophets, darling.
outside this village, they had no faith. They were ignorant. They could only beg, weep at thin air. Their bodies wearing down. Soon help would arrive. Guess I never should have learned how to swim, huh? What if instinct kicks in?
Well, we could put rocks in your pants if you want. Scoot over. Give me some blanket.
Is this from that school I'm not going to?
Yes. But I thought you might like to see it anyway. College placement is a milestone not afforded to everybody.
Unless you're sitting on tons of fresh food.
Dorian Charles, are you being ungrateful?
No, I'm being unkind. They think that a bunch of kids can ship off to college and magically transform into a generation of scholars. As if that even means anything in a world with no future.
You had better find something pleasant to say. Tonight you and I are going to draft a response and accept.
Fine. Well, at least we'll get to trick them before I shove off.
Dorian, this isn't a laughing matter. You don't know how outsiders think. Kind of confusion and panic they carry?
And if we aren't careful, they could interfere and ruin everyone's chance at paradise by saving me.
Precisely.
Change can't come too soon. This world's done. Let's leave.
Okay, let's. Did you pray here today? This is a nice spot.
Yeah, I did a couple.
Remind me to ask Margaret and Lily if they prayed today.
Is Margaret still trying to write her own prayers?
All right, go easy. Some people need the help their mama gives them.
They sound like people who aren't saving mortal kind on Saturday.
Well, you still need your mama, too. Come on, let's head back. Your father and I have special dinners planned this week.
Do I need to keep this, or can I drop it off the cliff?
I'm afraid we'll need it as evidence for any inquiries, my love.
Just a moment while I find the agenda I've prepared.
It is a daunting thing, Destiny. For some people, at least. Picture a classroom full of little ones all being introduced to the absolute basics of faith for the first time. One day, she says, someone important will come along. Someone who will change the world. A better place exists, locked behind barriers no body can pass through. But this special person will have faith so great, they can shed their body, walk along a bridge of doorways, and throw open a direct doorway to paradise for every last person paradise would ever welcome. Our savior. And that's when I, a plucky little 5-year-old, leapt up and shouted, "Look no further!" It's weird to think there was a time when people were skeptical of me. That same day, church officials pulled me aside and asked me what I meant. They said the prophesied one would face death. Wasn't I scared? I said, "Aren't you forgetting a whole lot of stuff after that?" I impressed them. I could pray, showed wisdom, and most importantly, I never wavered. Mama was so excited. Within the week, our leader, Mr. Ned Ziliak himself, declared the time of prophecy was nigh. Our chosen one was found, the prophet said. And in true fashion of faith, he had found himself.
So, you've responded your intention to attend college?
Yep.
Good. So that'll be on record. We're confident there haven't been any recent attempts to start centralizing the area, but if one of the larger governing organizations hears of a young person's sudden death, they may try to investigate as a means of laying groundwork for a stronger campaign. We don't know how long it'll take you to start opening doors, so while the rest of us wait on this plane, we want to ensure they find nothing untoward.
If it's anyone from the Senate, they'll focus on intercommunity transgressions. So, there's a journal in my bedside table that goes back a couple of years and talks about trips we've taken around and my family's very real long-distance friendships. No trouble there. They might even send flowers.
Excellent.
If it's road watchmen, they'll be looking for signs of murder, so my family's preparing alibis. Including one for Ned, I think. Who else?
Those are the only two big competitors near us since restructurist efforts petered out.
International aid envoys could come. They would be looking for human rights violations.
Unlikely, but it's possible. Thank you, Carlos. What measures are the prophets taking to ensure security of sacred documents in the event of a full search?
Could we not just deny them entry?
We could, but transparency keeps things uncomplicated and moving quickly.
Maxine, I have a question. What measures are being taken about the non-believers?
I'm afraid I don't follow.
Have any arisen yet?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Could I get some basil tea?
Certainly. I'll be right back.
Sorry, I know you must have a lot to get done today.
No need to apologize. Are you sure, Dorian?
Huh?
Have you really thought very carefully about everything?
Is that some kind of a joke?
No, of course not.
Then what? Are the prophets suddenly doubting me? Do you not have faith in my ability to do this? Hear this divine promise, that the mortal key shall prosper and hold power to open those thousands of thousand doorways and admit all worthy souls into a paradise which exists beyond the plane caged. It is certain. Sound familiar?
Yes, of course.
So do the prophets stand by what they've written or not?
I misspoke. I'm sorry, Dorian.
Right.
Everything all right in here?
Yes, thank you, Maxine. Where were we?
When we take you up the cliff, you'll be the last to arrive. Ned has a short speech prepared. Do you feel confident you can go the whole day without eating? We don't want you to faint, but there are guidelines in here about purity of the body. I'm going to send you home with some written orders.
Don't move that. I have to dry all this basil before two towns come for pickups tomorrow.
Your pan is blocking the bread box.
Mama says there's no eating before dinner.
Margaret, I've had a long day, and I'm going to die before the week is out. I'm hungry. Leave me alone.
You think you're so special. Oh, it's so hard to drown.
That is why you're going to be drying herbs and writing prayers while I master navigating the Eternal Bridge of Doorways.
Unless your soul gets torn to shreds.
Margaret Louise!
Crap.
Do not speak to your brother that way. You are going to be fine, Dorian, sweetie. Margaret, go sweep the kennel. Dorian and I will finish this.
I didn't actually...
I don't want to hear it. Things will be so much easier for our family when all of this has blown over. Just try not to make your sister too jealous in the meantime, sweetie.
Mama, what if I do mess up?
Sweetheart, I know it's hard, but you are so, so smart and strong. You figured out what you were born to do, and you've never faltered. I'm beyond proud of you already. I know you can do this.
What about the non-believers? Ned's always warned that they'll rise up to challenge me at the end. There's only a few days left.
If anyone tries to keep you from your destiny, they'll have to go through me first. Do you trust me, Dorian?
Of course. But that's not why I'm nervous. Isn't it weird that no one has challenged...
Then trust me. Let Mama keep you steady.
But if the prophecy isn't aligning, what if it isn't time? What if I'm not the mortal...
Shh. Stop doubting yourself, Dorian. When a person is special, they know it through and through. And so do the people around. Everyone in this village knows you are the person to guide us into a new life. It's only when you're uncertain that you'll lose your way. I know you don't really believe you'll fail. What has this church always taught you?
Faith prevails.
And you've got faith like a blizzard's got snowflakes.
Okay. I trust you.
Then you're forgiven.
We could make a symbol to tell where we went, like a puzzle, once outsiders find the village deserted. That'd give new people a chance to prove themselves worthy to find paradise.
But I thought the worthy have already been decided. By paradise, right? It knows who will prosper within its realm and has only created doorways for a certain number of people.
Well, we don't know for sure.
Margaret, everyone, to the table. Thank you, everyone, for coming. Please be seated. Paulette?
Yes, thank you, everyone.
It is the eve of a monumental occasion, and we're honored to host you all one last time. I mean, years ago, I left everything behind to live here, and Harriet, you were the first friend I made. And Zoe, I can't think of someone who's done more to help circulate my prayer pamphlets. And, wow, I shouldn't have started naming people, because now I just want to go on about how great you all are. Tomorrow, everything changes. We'll raise our glasses in just a moment, but first...
Dorian will pray.
Yes.
Mr. Ziliak, welcome.
Ned, we saved you a seat.
Good evening, my fellows. Oh, what a fine meal. I hate to steal you away from it, Paulette, but may I speak with you a moment?
Of course.
Ned Ziliak was not the founder of our church, but the inheritor of it. Though you'd never know that given his popularity. His gift as leader was not just to spread belief. He found where faith lived inside you and showed you how to tend it. With him in the house, I knew I wasn't the only one distracted during prayer, wondering what Ned might be saying just one wall over.
My faithful, may I speak a moment? Usually, my words are first polished by our intelligent and thoughtful Paulette. My fellows, are we not one? As one, are we not indomitable? Man saves man. Man teaches and uplifts man. As allies fired upon in battle do, man survives together. That's the kind of bond that no god can understand. We suffer. We love. And we grapple with ideas that endure beyond us. More so than any other creature, we struggle. And more so than any other creature, we overcome. We have made a cage into a home that sings. But I ask of you, how long the cage? Are we not worthy of more? Of paradise? We know it exists because every culture to date has conceived of some version of it. Saints and prophets have glimpsed it. Science cannot disprove it. And we, my family, are going to be the ones to reach it. Looking around this table, each person seated here carries something sacred and enviable in their hearts. For time untold, generations will hear stories of this moment. We'll imagine it and dream of it. But first, it is our great privilege to shape it. This moment would not be what it is without you. And you. And you. Feel proud. Feel on your face that perfect golden sunlight of paradise. It's on its way. I promise, it is on its way. Oh, my friends. Your love means something else to me. And I will have to ask your faith and forgiveness. I need just a moment more. The first of the non-believers has arisen to challenge us. Tonight, in fact. I know. This moment was foretold. However, I cannot help but feel I have misguided you all. It is my responsibility to keep our community safe, and this individual was one whom I personally brought into the church, who in the end could not be trusted.
What's going on?
I am happy to say, before anything else, that the non-believer has been dealt with. The gentleman was an outsider who converted and became an interpreter of the future. In his time, he made several contributions to our calendars, some correct enough and others, in hindsight, blundering lies. Oh, no. All of this individual's interpretations have been pulled for re-examination by the truly faithful, including a very important date. Here now, finally, is what I have come to tell you. We will not be able to hold our ceremony tomorrow.
No!
I understand. Believe me, I too have been grieving. But...
So what? Is this ceremony canceled?
Good evening, Dorian. No, the ceremony is not canceled. But it will be postponed a while, just until we can be sure its legitimacy has not been threatened by non-believers. Where one is found, others may be lurking, plotting. My fellows, we are going to begin interrogations. I ask that you volunteer yourselves immediately and be highly suspicious of any who don't comply. It is imperative that we weed out any who may risk the fates of us all.
Oh, no. How long?
Dorian?
Please, Ned, how long?
A while, but when you consider how long we've waited already, a few months is breathing room.
A few months?
Excuse my son, Ned. Please, eat with us.
Goodness. Yes, yes, I must have turned your lovely dinner stone cold. Don't let me keep you a minute longer.
Dorian, Charles, you cannot speak to Ned like that.
You said I was special.
Nobody is that special. I expect you to apologize and make amends.
What am I supposed to do now? Sit around and wait? It's absolutely...
Even if that were the case, yes. And I'd expect you to do so with grace. You have an example to set, Dorian, in faith. I don't care what else you think matters. However, you're lucky that you will have something to do. Going to go to college, just as we told the world you would. You must blend in, give nobody reason for suspicion, and this may be even more convincing than we'd planned.
You want me to actually go out there on my own?
Yes. The point of accepting was to appear committed to this world, Dorian. It's not ideal, but keeping up appearances is how you protect your family now.
Fine. If you're sure.
Good evening.
Ned. Perfect. Dorian had something he wanted to say to you. Here, take my seat.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, Ned. I got my own hopes up.
Of course you did. I made you a promise.
And in return, I was ungrateful and an embarrassment. I know you're doing everything you can to guide us.
I've still got your faith, then?
Of course.
I'm grateful. I wanted to give you something, actually. Since your mother tells me you'll be going on a bit of a journey. If I had it my way, we'd keep you right here, but... Well, Paulette rarely errs. We'll trust in her, okay?
Oh man, I haven't seen a corn husk doll in years. I remember showing Margaret how to make these when she was little. And sweet. Is there a bell inside?
It's a gift. And a challenge. See, Dorian, you're going out into a different world, a mean world that does not share your beliefs. It hunts those who do not conform. The people beyond this village will try anything to turn you away from faith. You cannot save us if they win. It is your job to resist. Take that with you. And you've always got a little piece of home like a shield. Every time you hear it ring, think of your family. And remember what's important.
Once you're unpacked, I want you to make a list of everything you forgot and send it to me. We'll have me or your father make a special trip down.
What makes you so sure I forgot something?
Margaret Louise, do not snoop.
It's empty anyway.
My roommate isn't here yet.
Try to make friends with them, all right? Reputation will be everything to you from now on.
Good luck. Won't be so easy outside the church.
Huh. My spirit may have lost its way. I can't seem to locate Margaret's door to paradise. Guess she'll be left behind.
Mom!
Stop that. Now, touching as this farewell is, we do have to get going, sweetie. Promise you'll let us know how it's going soon. Radio whenever. Come home for a visit, first chance you get.
Margaret, can you go outside?
Why?
You're ruining my moment to say goodbye. You should have just gone back to the car with Dad and Lily.
Your moment?
Dorian Charles, she is your sister.
Fine. I love you, Mama. I'll miss you. I'll talk to you soon.
You wanted me to leave for that?
Yes. Considering you can never help commenting
Remember to have dinner tonight. Go to all your classes, and don't forget your prayers.
Bye, Mama. Goodbye. Bye, Margaret.
You will, brother. We're all counting on you. Bye.
Oh, take off your shoes. I already made your bed and... Oh. Hi. I'm Dorian.
Will. Hi. Thanks for cleaning.
My roommate. He didn't know it, but he was the one person who had a good chance of destroying the future of the world. If he got suspicious of me, if he found me out, it was only a matter of time before he alerted some outside authority. But what were the odds he couldn't be charmed? Will! What an inspiring name.
I guess.
You don't think so? You look... dedicated?
What?
I mean, your arms look dedicated to lifting things. Is that a normal thing to say? Oh, no. Anyway, so, you're my roommate.
And you're mine. Well, what are you studying?
Environmental science. That was nice of her.
Sorry?
Plants. Earth. The great outdoors. What about you?
Architecture.
Cool. You're gonna build things.
As opposed to the alternative, yes.
I see you like books.
Yes, do you?
Not really, no.
Oh.
Is your family bringing the rest of your stuff up?
It's just me. And it's just this.
Really? Where are you from?
Silver Falls.
Oh. Oh, that's the hospital town a few miles away. You're having population issues, 33 families total, some roving stragglers beyond that.
You know a lot. Have you been?
Oh, no, my family just, considered taking a trip to meet the people. In the end, we just thought it wouldn't do us much good.
Much good?
I am so bad at talking. I didn't know that. I thought I was good at talking. Wow. And you don't talk if you can help it, do you?
No.
Great. Disappointment was the running theme throughout my first week. Only one of my environmental classes was actually held outside, and it was just a handful of us touring the campus garden. There was no spirituality, no reverence, nothing.
Now, please do not touch anything when we enter the garden. Most students aren't even allowed beyond the fence. I'm not kidding when I say some have been expelled for as little as making an ill-timed joke in here. You can spread out, but try to keep to the edges. After this, we'll walk through the greenhouse and learn about some of the jobs offered to students.
These veggies are huge.
Just wait until zucchini season. If any of you are working in here by then, you'll quite literally have your hands full.
Hey, you want to walk around with me?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, we can look at all of the huge monster vegetables together.
Sure. Whoa, look at these cabbages. Oh, if they had flowers, they'd be stunning.
Personally, I can see the beauty in a coal crop. You know?
I like that. And your hair. What's your name?
London. Like the old country that used to exist.
Oh. Are you sure London was a country?
Yeah, why?
Nothing. Cool. Well, I'm Dorian, like... the name.
Nice to meet you, Dorian. Where are you from?
Oh, hold that thought. I see my roommate. Oh, this is perfect. I've been looking for ways to get him to talk. Hey, Will. It's me. Come check out these huge cabbages.
He looks like he might be heading to class.
Oh, no. Here he comes. Hey.
Hi.
Do you want to see one of the biggest cabbages you'll ever see in
and
your-
And we're not touching, remember?
Whoops. Well, I guess I can't really show you the cabbage, but you can see it, right?
Yes, I see the cabbage. Is that all?
You know, you could stand to be a bit more impressed by nature. Maybe I'll drag you out on a walk sometime. There are lots of pretty and private spots around campus. You could bring a book or something.
I appreciate that. But, hey, listen, I've got to get back to class.
Why can't you be my roommate? You're nice. We would build great trust.
Yeah. Sure. Hey, you want to get a closer look at the sprinkler system?
Yeah, sure. So, I dropped it. If Will, the roommate, didn't care I existed, then he wasn't going to pay attention to my secrets. Besides, I had way more to focus on to keep up appearances.
Dorian, before you go, let's have a chat.
Sure.
How did you like today's lesson?
Oh, it was great.
Really? It looked like you were struggling with your notes. I notice you've been sitting at the back lately. I have your score back, from the first test. I'll say one thing. You can certainly argue, but this isn't a subject that accepts argument. A lot of this margin writing you did, it's completely useless. The answer was right in front of you. I promise, you only need to circle. And you had the answer already. Study. I'm saying all this to you now, early, so that you don't need to have a wake-up call come midterms. When you have a degree, then you can get involved in all the million minuscule arguments out there. But until you do, sit front and center, write everything down, and listen. All right?
You've got to be kidding me. Stupid heavy bag, stupid awful, stupid world full of stupid idiotic rules. Do you think any of this matters?
Dorian, how are you?
I hate it here.
Oh, sweetie, what happened?
I want to leave. I could do faith, Mama, but I cannot keep pretending I'm one of these people. I hate them all. I miss home. I miss the family. I even miss Margaret.
She's right upstairs. Do you want to speak to her?
No, absolutely not.
Honey, this is all my fault. I've sheltered you too much. I know it's hard, but listen, you're doing this for your church. We can only wait for you after your ceremony. The village's image will need to survive just a little longer than you. And it won't be easy to open all those doors, baby. A mortal key needs a steel spine.
Every time you hear it ring, think of your family. And remember what's important.
Ned, how could he do that? He couldn't have, which meant it had to be a sign. Fate was working through us. I was on the right path, just being tested.
Dorian, you there, sweetie?
No, yes, you're right, Mama. I can do this. Your son is keeping it together.
You're so mature, Dorian. I love, love, love you. Have you prayed today?
Not yet, but I will.
As soon as you can, sweetie, it'll help. And come visit, okay? Everybody misses you.
I will. I love you too. What the?
Looking for something?
Oh, hey, London. You snuck up on me.
Let me help you with that. That bag gonna hold up?
Oh, how kind. It's just the strap. I'm sure it can be mended.
I'm sure. I saw you get called back at the end of class there.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's not a happy sound. Do you want to go somewhere and talk, or just hang out?
Like where?
There's a water shop by the arts building. My treat.
Oh, sure.
By the way, Dory, do you mind me asking you something?
Did you just call me Dory?
Is that not okay?
No, I think it is. Actually, I think you're the nicest person I've met here. Sorry, what were you gonna say?
Do you want help? You know, studying. I don't know what you're getting in this class so far, but I've been getting good feedback on my assignments, so I figured...
Yeah, I did not do so well on that last quiz.
The thermodynamics quiz?
Yeah.
Oh, I got 100.
Oh my god, really? That's unbelievable. So, studying, do you really, like, sit down and study?
Well, no, I don't really need to. But I figured if you wanted someone to study with, I could try to help, if you want.
Oh, thank you for offering. I don't know how people do this college thing. Don't you find it awful?
Actually, I'm really glad to be away from home for the first time. Here, let me get that.
A small mint cucumber blend and medium strawberry water. Thank you.
Yeah, my family kind of sucks. So I did everything I could in school to stand out and get my placement.
Oh, you're not a farmer? I figured you'd be on catering scholarship just like me.
Catering scholarship? Is that what you call it? No, I'm from Young City. Parents are mechanics.
Then how'd you get so good at this stuff?
I've always been good at school. I just figured this would be the most useful thing to learn. Hey, if you don't like school, what made you come?
Nothing like that.
Hi, what can I get you?
Oh, after you, London.
Could I get a rose seltzer, please?
Oh, sorry. Our carbonator's broken at the moment.
Oh, okay. Just regular rose water is fine, then. Ooh, with a raspberry spritz?
Sure. Cool jacket, by the way.
Thank you.
And for you?
Do you have anything with basil?
Yeah, we can do basil water.
Why don't you find us a table, Dorian?
All right.
I told him it's a stupid major. It sounds like he's trying to help. Marketing can help with some things.
Not as much as public health, ecology, engineering.
You really think anything will make a difference? Sorry. Shouldn't have eavesdropped.
Hey, good choice.
Oh, yeah, it's... thanks. Wow, this is good.
Yeah. I like this place. So... I'll admit, I'm a little nervous. I don't usually do this, so I don't know what happens next.
Wait. Do what?
Ask someone on a date?
Oh. Oh, is this a date? Wow. I never thought I'd go on one of these.
Why not?
Family responsibilities.
Responsibilities?
Yeah. Big things to accomplish, you know? No distractions.
That doesn't seem very fair.
Well, it's not quite that simple.
How so?
Doing what my family needs is a really big part of my life. They're trusting me a whole lot just by sending me away. I have a chance to prove myself now. But it's so hard. I'm not smart. I don't fit in, and... my roommate's immune to friendship. Suddenly it's like I don't even know who I am anymore.
Well, what if you tried changing? That's what moving away from home is supposed to be all about.
That's a terrible idea. If I could be any better, I already would be.
You can't know that. That's the point. You don't know if something might be better until you try it. You've never thought to yourself, hey, this might not be who I am.
Of course not. I'm sorry you're full of doubt.
I'm not, though. I don't know how to explain.
And I don't know what you're trying to say.
Okay. Like, my hair was fine a year ago, right? I washed it, took care of it, but I never liked it. Then I cut it. It was impulsive, yeah, but... after, I was so happy. Even when my parents threw a fit and threatened to kick me out. Like I said, they suck. Every time I looked in the mirror, I was just happy. It was like chemical, something I couldn't even handle. And that's how I knew it was right. Euphoria.
That's a dangerous word.
Why? I didn't hurt anyone. In fact, there was less pain in the world because of it.
But it was a distraction. Now you're just thinking about your hair and your clothes and going on dates, so you don't have the same dedication to
acing my classes. I'm telling you, Dory, when it comes to finding out what will make you the right version of yourself, you know best. No one should get to tell you no.
Huh. Yeah, I know what I'm doing. That's the whole point. No one should get to tell me no. Thank you, London. I have had a very nice afternoon with you.
Me too.
Oh, and here's your jacket back. You were right. Trying it on felt nice.
You know, Dorian, euphoria looks good on you. You want to swap contacts?
No, probably not. This won't go anywhere.
Oh.
But thank you. I really needed this.
Okay. Wow. I don't even know what to say.
Wait, hold on. There it is again. Do you feel that? Like we're being watched or something? I felt it back when my bag...
Goodbye, Dorian. I hope you do discover something new about yourself.
Oh, good, you're here. Hey, what do you think of this skirt? I traded the girl across the hall for it. And, what if I grew my hair out a little? It could be cute if I use she/her sometimes, right? Dory. Huh. She's got a nice smile. I love her hair. Yeah. Yeah, that's not just for other people. Can you try it for the night? Will?
Yeah, sure. The skirt looks nice, Dory. Can I ask what inspired the change?
London.
Sorry?
But that was their name, anyway. You should have seen how they dress. It's so cool. We went out for water. On a date.
Oh. You're seeing someone now.
Oh, no. I didn't even get their contact.
Why not? You seem pleased.
Well, I... Hey, is this the longest conversation we've ever had? Anyway, I can't get involved in anything serious, so I had to blow them off a little.
Blow them off? Even though you liked them? Don't you think that's a little harsh?
What? It's just dating. It's supposed to be casual. Don't you think so?
I'm not going to talk about dating with you. That's personal.
You're judging me.
I'm not judging. I just... Let's drop it.
Fine. Just when I thought we might be finally connecting, we will continue to be strictly roommates.
Fine.
I can picture it now, our life this semester. Days and days passing in disdainful silence. Are you making any friends at school, Dory? How's your roommate? Oh, I wouldn't know. He pretends I don't exist. He's crotchety and sour and thoroughly indifferent.
Do you really crave attention that badly?
Attention? You think I crave attention?
Do you hear yourself?
Okay, point taken. Well, once the rain stops, I'll go for my walk and give you a little peace.
It's not going to stop.
Huh?
The storm's supposed to go until morning, but you can...
Oh, I forgot to do something.
Dory, where are you going?
Outside!
Wait, Dory, please! Excuse me. Dory! Dory, come back!
You have an example to set, even if only to yourself. The air, as it filled, could have choked us, and did. The waters, as they rose, could have drowned us, and did.
What's going on?
Let go.
Oh, what's wrong?
Now you want to talk? After all the time you've spent avoiding me or ignoring me. Is this on purpose? Are you a non-
Dory, I'm trying to get you out of the rain.
I'm right where I want to be. The earth as it molted, could have buried us, and did. But it did not take us all. I walk this ground still. I am... What are you doing?
I guess I'm waiting for you.
You don't have to.
Yes, I do.
Why?
You didn't bring your keys.
Oh. I am yet strongest, and my family will bring to this earth change that is momentous. Okay. Let's go.
You've done some odd things, Dory, but what was that?
I couldn't miss it today just because of the rain. It's a tenet.
You're praying.
We pray outside with our feet on the ground. I didn't make time earlier, so I deserve to pray in a thunderstorm.
That seems a little... You couldn't just open a window?
I'm confused, Will.
About what?
Lots of things. Basically everything. Should I leave?
Do you want to leave?
I really don't know. But hey, if I did, maybe you'd get a normal roommate. Someone you like.
You don't think I like you?
I think if you did, I'd at least know your last name.
Dory, I don't not like you. I'm just not used to talking to people.
Really? That's all it is?
Growing up, I spent a lot of time alone. I like you fine.
I really didn't think you did. Sorry, by the way, if I pushed you at all.
Takes more than a push to unsettle me. For what it's worth, I'm also sorry. I'll try to be more friendly.
And I'll be less, in general.
No, don't be. It's nice to be around someone with so much energy.
Okay, if you insist. Are you a hugger?
No. But you can.
You sure?
Go ahead, Dory. Can we go dry off now? Did you see that? Those two people left something in front of our door.
I wasn't looking.
How'd they get in?
Looks like they only came up to our room. Oh!
What is it?
Basil leaves!
The Pit Below Paradise is a Neon Inkwell podcast, distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-alike 4.0 international license. The series is written and created by J. Evelyn Gaskell and directed by Micah Rodriguez and Stephanie Resendez. This episode was edited by Lowry Ann Davies, Nico Vitesse, Tessa Vroom, Meg McKellar, and Catherine Seaton, with music from Sam Jones. It featured Ian R.Q. Slater as Dory Dorian, Fee Nelson as Will, Victoria Chang as Ruth, Isabel Cruz as Paulette, K.T. Thomas as Ned, Lisa Stanley as Evelyn, Lisa Pengov as Maxine, and Tori Thompson as Margaret. A full list of performance credits is available in the show notes. Neon Inkwell is produced by April Sumner, with executive producer Alexander J. Newell and showrunner Elizabeth Moffat. To subscribe, view associated materials, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us at mail@rustyquill.com. Thanks for listening.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Confidence starts with loving who you are. And when your skin feels nourished and glows on the outside, you naturally radiate confidence from the inside. Give your skin a glow-up with Osea's clinically proven Mega Moisture Duo. This ultra-hydrating body care features two of Osea's best sellers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. These seaweed-powered heroes use skincare-level ingredients normally reserved for your face for results you can see and confidence you can feel. Osea has been making clean, clinically proven seaweed-infused face and body care products for over 28 years. This luxurious skincare is vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Glow from the inside out. Get 10% off your first order with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code GLOW.